And let's end our show this morning by meeting Navajo composer Michael Begay. He's not afraid to break the rules when it comes to composing. His influences range from Native American flute to classical chamber music. Even metal is in there sometimes. He's been composing since high school and now finds himself on his way to Johns Hopkins University, where he was accepted to the Peabody Institute. I spoke with him more about music and where his broad array of influences come from.
I grew up in a house of music. My mother and father would always play music. And then I especially had two older brothers that were especially into rock and heavy metal. And then I picked up a guitar when I was about 11 years old. You know, you find a guitar about that age. I found one in an old storage. And I immediately started playing with it, even though it wasn't tuned or anything. I moved back to the Navajo Reservation during high school. And at that time, there was supposedly a classical guitar program at one of the high schools in Tuba City on the western edge of the Navajo Nation. And I enrolled and, you know, transplanted myself out here, and then it was closed that following year. So I'm there with no music program. So I got connected with the local school librarian at the time, who was a retired percussionist. And he really took me in and, you know, was really like, you know, what kind of classical music do you like? And I was like, wow, I really like the fast and heavy stuff. And, you know, I like Vivaldi, and, you know, the Four Seasons and Bach and Chopin and his, the nocturnes and piano pieces, Beethoven. But I was really trying to play those things on electric guitar as well. You know, I'm trying to do like Paganini caprices on electric guitars.
So it sounds like you've always sort of melded genres, which is still something you do.
Oh, yeah. Like even growing up on Sundays in Salt Lake City, Utah, every Sunday they would have like Native American music playing on one of the local radio stations there for like maybe an hour or two. And I remember, you know, we would listen to that, and then, you know, I would hear powwow drums and stuff like that. And it was really cool because, you know, we were in the city. And then on my mom's side, we had like Motown and soul music and blues and whatnot, you know. And then I have my oldest brother, we were listening to Kiss and, you know, rock and roll. And then my next brother, you know, he was more into like Metallica, and then he got into like Pantera and these other like metal bands and stuff. And then I'm the youngest, so then I'm like the one getting into the even more extreme music. And then at that time, when I was in high school, that's when I got into music composition through the Grand Canyon Music Festivals. I was one of the first of five students in the Native American Composers Apprenticeship Project.
So you have this like incredibly diverse slate of influences, right? I mean, everything from metal to pop to indigenous music to classical music. How does that all come together in the work that you do? Can you give us an example or two?
Oh, yeah. I think in the work that I do, it's a lot about the story, and the music helps support the story or the narrative. Sometimes it's linear and sometimes it's non-linear, but when I'm composing, I'll oftentimes have like a sketch drawn out, or I'll think of some, you know, deeper meaning within the composition. I have one composition that I worked with the Arizona Opera and the Grand Canyon Music Festival that has these underlying meanings within the composition and within the text. Like I have a composition that deals with the sun deity of Navajo mythology, and I have the piece at about 8 minutes. So that's how long it takes for sunlight to reach Earth. In the story, the deity was placed on a bow or so, like an arrow, and jettisoned into space. So I use like the piano as like turbines and like thrusters, and I'm rattling the lower end of the piano and oscillating between, you know, octaves. Opening up all of the keys and just rattling the whole thing. So it's like turbines and thrusting to speed, you know.
Wow. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about is something that is written on your website. It says you have an indigenous perspective on music. What does that mean to you?
What that means to me is, if you look at the artwork on there, right? I did the artwork for that. You see like a native pattern design that's usually like a blanket or something. Mm-hmm. And then I have that blending into what would be regular standard notation music. But even that's different. That's a piece of my score from the Black Dog String Quartet that I wrote called Hei, which is winter. So that's the one that's a lot of experimental sounds and techniques that I've been working with. And I don't use any like notes on the score. They're all X's and slashes. And it's very, it's like a graphic notation. You know, there are different things like tapping and scraping of these strings and stuff. And that's sort of like the ice and stuff, like cracking lake beds. You know, and then I have like flocks of birds that look like notes on a music staff, but it looks like a flock of birds at a distance.
To end with then, Michael, let me just ask you about what's next. You got accepted, I understand, to the Peabody Institute at Johns Hopkins University. You're going to Baltimore soon. Where do you want to take this? What else do you want to do?
I want to take it as far as I can with as much time as I have here. There's so much stuff that I don't know yet that I haven't fathomed musically and compositionally that I'm thirsting for, that I'm searching for. And I'll get there. And then on top of that, I really enjoy working and collaborating with people too. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that and bigger projects and symphonies and orchestras, a new way to do things. You know, how else can you use an orchestra other than the traditional format? There's a lot of things that that I want to question. You know, I really want to expand on technology and my, you know, grasp of it and learn how to program and, you know, learn how to do these different things with visual effects and, you know, light and, you know, sensors and sensory and human sensory. I really want to do some really trippy stuff, expand on everything.
It sounds like there's a lot to watch for coming from you then. That is Michael Begay, an indigenous composer and educator, joining us on the show today. Michael, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.